pass away, it is often said that they go back home, back to Godhead. Yes, while their next destination is certainly closer to Krishna, how can we know for certain of their destination?
When devotees die, how do we know their, be sure we know their destination? I don't know, I don't think you can know their destination. It's a very complicated matter to figure out where a person's going. Prabhupada wrote a letter. He said, most of my disciples, when they die, they'll go to moon planet, go to Chandraloka. Because Chandraloka is the planet close to the Earth, relatively close to the Earth. And it's a great heavenly planet, a great enjoyment there. The Chandra is a Brahmin, and devotees do a lot of good deeds, but they may not develop Prem or Bhav. They may not develop Krishna Prem. So they get rewarded for all their good deeds. They say they'll go to heaven, they'll live for 10,000 years and enjoy, and come back to Earth planet. So, because Krishna says in Gita, if you think of me at the time of death, you come to me. So what a devotee is thinking, who knows what a devotee is thinking? How can you know what a devotee is thinking? Sometimes astrologers calculate the time of death. They say it was an Amrit, like when Prabhupada left this world, is what they call Amrit Siddhi Yoga. Amrit Siddhi Yoga. Every month there's one day, one particular time of the day, which is called Amrit Siddhi Yoga. So one dies, leaves his body during that time, and he's a spiritualist. He goes to a higher planet. This is told in Shastra. So by Shastra, we can predict certain events, the future of someone who dies. For example, at the funeral, Shamsham ground, where the body's being burned, if while the body's being burned from the north, from the southeast, if a cow comes up and smells the body, that means the person went to heaven, went to Swargaloka. I was at the Yamuna Bank near Keshigat there burying some devotee, a god brother. And a cow came from the southeast and sniffed the body while it was burning. Yeah, well, towards the end, just smoldering and not big flames. It came up, smelled, and then went away. So there was a Brahmin there. He told me, this is very auspicious. I said, why? He said, it means this guy went to heaven. I was there another time, and a sadhu came from the east. He was wearing saffron like sannyasi, with a bag on his shoulder, like wandering sannyasi, playing cards and singing Ram Kirtan. And he came up to the burning body, and he said, who is this? And he said, it's Krishna Das. He said, Jai Krishna Das. And he walked away, playing cards. He came, he said, who is this? And some Brahma was there at that time. He said, because he asked me, Yakone. I said, Krishna. He said, Sitaram, Sitaram. He went away. He said, Krishna. He said, Krishna, Kijai. Then Sitaram. So one Brahmin came up and he said, what did that guy say? I said, who is it? I said, what did he say? I said, Krishna. He said, if someone comes, some sadhu comes, sannyasi comes to the east, chanting Krishna, and asks who's dying, that person went to Vaikuntha. So there are statements in Shastra to tell about where a person went after death. But ultimately it's between the Jiva and Bhagavan. So that's why as devotees we try to pass every moment with Krishna. Thinking of Krishna, praying to Krishna, serving Krishna. We don't want a minute to go by without remembering, remembering Krishna in our mind and heart. You are doing other things, taking care of babies, cooking dinner, sweeping the floor, doing our job or work, but in the heart of hearts, in the back of our mind, we should be chanting Krishna's name, remembering Krishna, thinking of Krishna. At the time of death, Krishna will help us remember him and to take us to him. I met you samsara sagarat.
Tesham
aham samudartam. Mrityu samsara sagarat.
12th chapter 7.
Let's check it out. All these pundits around here. Embarrassing me. I used to know the verse, but long ago. It's okay. Twelfth chapter, verse 7. Tesham aham samudarta. Udarta means all those ud words. I lift up. I lift you up. Mrityu samsara sagarat. From the ocean of repeated birth and death. Bhavami na chirat partha maya veshita chetasa. Those who fix their mind, maya veshita chetasa. Their chitta is avesh, is entered into me, avesh. It's fixed on me. Those who always meditate on me, I swift deliver from the ocean of birth and death. Jai, Shri Krishna ki. So we count on Krishna delivering us.